Welcome to Real Talk with your host, Brad Maskey, where he talks all things real estate.
Real Talk is sponsored by Realty Stars, California Department of Real Estate, license number 009-03526. Real Talk is a Brad Maskey production. This is Brad Maskey, and you are listening to Real Talk. Real Talk is the right side of real estate, where we talk all things real estate. Good afternoon, California comrades. Welcome to day 444 of the temporary lockdown just to bend the curve, to make sure that we have enough PPE, that we're ready for this virus that's going to wipe out the nation. Yeah, or should I say, welcome to 10 days until, under Newsom standards, we come back to the new normal. This is Brad Maskey. You're listening to Real Talk. And thank you for listening on Memorial Day weekend. Last weekend, I had lots of good comments back. I do want you to know that if you have questions you'd like me to answer on air, again, you can send something to realtalkbrad@gmail.com and I'll answer your questions. But as always, I have to start my show with my rant. We will talk more about specific real estate issues after the rant. But again, this is a crazy week. I wake up every morning and I read news headlines and I think, am I in a Superman comic from when I was a kid? And I woke up in Bizarro World. Every morning when I first get up, I get my coffee. I sit down in my chair. My Shidoxi lapdog puppy has to have FaceTime with me. And I read my news feed. My news feed has sources from any subject I'm interested in, from any website that will publish it, and it brings them all down. And I read the headlines and I read the stories that I can read. Some are locked and some are protected. My news feed allows me to get a cached view that was what was on the internet without actually seeing the entire story sometimes of some stories. But I'm always just amazed at what I read. And this week was one of those weeks where I just said, wow. So the first story that really caught my eye in no particular order was on the CalMatters website. CalMatters was previously a Dan Walters website. I mean, he did that for 30 years. He is an expert on what's going on in California. He's the expert newsman that would give you both sides of what's going on with the Senate, give you legislative issues. You could text him or email him, or you could call him before we did either of those, and he would talk to you about specific issues, very, very knowledgeable. But the headline of the CalMatters is about California is now finally formed their commission to talk about reparations for black people in California. So if you're not familiar with this, California passed legislation to form a committee to determine how or should we pay reparations to African Americans living in California. And the committee has finally been formed, and they have 2 years to make their recommendations. They're already talking about their preliminary plans and about what they would do. And how you could give reparations to African Americans, children of former slaves in California. And again, bizarro world. California has never been a slave state. Slaves were never legal in California. Just for the fact, when we became a state, we were against slavery in 1850, and we were never a slave state. So there's a committee formed and paid money to figure out, paid money by California taxpayers. Typically, if you're on one of these committees, it's about $120,000 a year minimum they pay you. So you can discuss and think about and talk about what you need to do for the benefit of the state. But this committee has been formed to figure out how to give reparations to African Americans or black people. So let's just ignore the fact that we were never a slave state, that there's not one Californian that's grown up in California that owned a slave legally. And, you know, how do you determine who's an African American? What skin color determines whether you were a slave or not? One of their first concepts, which they think the legislature could do this year, and Newsom likes it already, is that these potential former children of slaves that live in California, that California wants to help them to buy a house. Yeah, see, I told you this was a real estate show. They want to help them to buy a house. And their thought on this is that California could pay up to 45% of the cost of the house and have ownership in the house with the tenant. And then they would only have to pay 55% of the price, and they could gift them the down payment so that if you were a African American, potentially that somewhere in your lifetime, somebody in your family was a slave, the state of California is going to pay 45% of the cost of your house so that they can have ownership of the house with you and gift you your down payment. This is what they're already talking about, and Newsom thinks this is a fantastic idea. So for the sake of time, I'm going to ignore the fact that how do you determine who's eligible for the state of California to own 45% of your house and give you a down payment. We'll ignore that. We have to look at the second portion of this problem, which is how could you get financing for the other 55%? So you're gifted a down payment, you don't own the entire property, the state of California is a co-owner of the house. There is no lending program in existence today that would make you a loan to buy that house. It doesn't exist. Oh, but California, the liberals on California are not to be outdone by simple things like what's not ever been done before, because this is new ground. A state where we've never owned slaves wants to tax people and charge them money to give money to people who have never been slaves, and they are so creative in how we would do this. They're talking about starting a Bank of California, and the Bank of California would make the loans to the minorities, and therefore the minorities would get an even better interest rate than anyone else, because it's only equitable that they do get home ownership. And out of this, that they would be able to buy a house. So California would pay 45% of the down payment. Then California would make a loan to the person in addition to giving them the money for their down payment, what they were supposed to pay themselves, and then they'd give them a better interest rate. And over the long run, this will create a better society, a fairer, more equitable society. So what happens when people are just given something that they didn't earn, that they're given something that they didn't work for? Do they take care of it? Do they work hard for it? Do they say, I appreciate this? Or do they say, that's not enough, you owe me more? I think you know that if you gave your children everything they ever wanted, everything they ever asked for, they never worked, they never earned anything, you just kept giving them things, I think you know how they would turn out. But apparently the state of California doesn't understand that. And that's just the first headline that I'm reading today that makes me think, I live in bizarro world. So other than just that headline, I get a text last week that shows me that California Association of Realtors, their fund, their political action committee, has given $1.5 million now to Governor Newsom to help him to fight the recall. I would not have believed 10 years ago that California Association of Realtors would give money to a far-left liberal Democrat to help him to stay in office a far-left liberal Democrat who doesn't believe in property ownership by individuals. A far-left liberal Democrat who believes that the only thing that's better for society is for government to control everything than for private property rights. And they gave him $1.5 million, making us one of the biggest donors to his recall campaign to him, not to recall him, but to support him. And I was told by a couple of knowledgeable people, well, we're going to ask him to veto some bills or to weigh in on some bills. And the only way to really get the politician's ear, when we can't win anyway, because it's a totally Democratic state, it's a total blue state, it's totally Marxist, that's my words, not theirs, is if we give them a whole bunch of money, we might get them to change two or three words in legislation or to back off on certain legislation. So we just buy Governor Newsom, even though he doesn't agree in anything we agree with, or has California Association of Realtors and the realtor members bought in to the Marxist idea that the state of California should own property, should be buying 45% of the house for people who are minorities. I mean, it's a bizarre world we live in. You guys see it, you feel the same thing. I know you do. This is the same California Association of Realtors that spent more than $50 million on Proposition 19, which breaks Proposition 13 and Proposition 58, which is expected to raise $2 billion a year in property taxes, because CIR says it will create more turnover in real estate, not any new houses, just more turnover in real estate, and then those of us that sell real estate and earn commissions can make more money. It won't create a single new house, but it will create more turnover of real estate and will allow the state of California to raise property taxes, breaking Prop 13. Again, I live in bizarro world. This is just barely the beginning of what we're going to talk about on today's Real Talk. Some of the other headlines were that COVID proves the need for a universal basic income of about $2,000 per month per person. The other thing is that the real reason that people won't go back to work is because there's not enough pay. It's not about what they earn from unemployment. It's that employers won't pay people what they're worth to make them go back to work. Yeah, we're going to talk about this and more. We're going to talk about this crazy real estate market that seems to not be ending, where there's still not enough inventory, where you're going to be overbid on properties and where it's very difficult to buy. We're going to talk about that, interest rates, what's going on with them, and we're going to talk some more about news about California that's we're all seeing that affects you and your property rights with your real estate. I'm Brad Maskey. You're listening to Real Talk on Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400. Gentlemen, if you want to be a hit with your wife, here's what my wife says when I ask her, honey, where do you want to go for dinner?
Can we go to Crawdaddy's? I love Crawdaddy's.
So I ask my wife, what is it that you like about Crawdaddy's?
Things I like about Crawdaddy's. I love downstairs where everybody seems like, I don't know, it's kind of like Cheers. And you walk in and you know half the people there. It's great. And you sit around the bar and you listen to live music. And it's just a really fabulous, entertaining evening. And to top it off, you've got really great food. If you want a little bit more romantic setting, you can go upstairs to the second floor. The staff is wonderful. It's just a cool place to hang out. There's nothing else like it in Visalia.
Be sure to take your wife to Crawdaddy's at 333 East Main Street, Visalia. And remember,
kids love Crawdaddy's too!
My number one phone call at the office is from borrowers who have been made an offer for a mortgage loan that sounds just too good to be true. My recommendation is don't be fooled by out-of-town lenders or lenders with unrealistic offers. Use somebody you can trust. I trust Jeremy Engel with Vero Mortgage. Vero Mortgage has offices in Visalia, Fresno, and San Luis Obispo, and they have in-house underwriting. They can do FHA loans, VA loans, USDA loans, and conventional loans. Jeremy will give you a reasonable expectation to help you with your next purchase or refinance of your existing home loan. You can reach Jeremy at 559-734-5000 or on the web at jeremyengel.com. Vero Mortgage is a division of Country Club Mortgage, NMLS number 244-800. This is a special public service announcement from JP about how you too can make a difference in the fight against COVID.
I always wear a mask in my car because my grandfather fought in World War II and I'm trying to be just as brave. And now anytime I'm in my car, I also wear a condom because I don't want to get STDs either. And it works on the same medical premise. I think it takes a courageous individual to boldly wear a mask while they're in their car by themselves. It's a pretty rare trait. We're like the Navy SEALs of the roadways. We're pretty elite. That's why you don't see very many of us. When people see me drive by in my mask, I know what they're thinking. Thank you for your service to our country.
This has been a public service announcement.
Welcome back to Real Talk with your host, Brad Maskey. If you have questions for Brad, send an email to realtalkbrad@gmail.com.
Welcome back, California comrades. You are listening to Brad Maskey on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400. And you can also reach me at 559-732-4444. Real Talk is the right side of real estate. If you missed part of today's show and all of my shows are available at realtalkbrad.com. Before the break, I was talking about Bizarro World. If you don't know what Bizarro World is, that means you're way younger than me. In the Superman comics, there was a Bizarro World where everything was upside down, where the opposite of what you expected is what happened. In the real world, if a dog bites a man, that's normal. But if a man bites a dog, that's news. In Bizarro World, it's the opposite. Yeah, everything is opposite of what it is. And it kind of feels like we're living in Bizarro World. By the way, my Real Talk shows are available at realtalkbrad.com. I call it the COVID Diaries. We're 444 days into a lockdown to bend the curve. We've destroyed more than a third of the businesses in California. The students of California have not had in-person instruction. When they have in-person instruction, it's part-time. They have to wear what I call a Chinese face diaper. That's a mask. And we've been indoctrinated with falsehoods since the beginning of this. It's been politicized. There is a real virus. There is a real COVID that does kill people who are vulnerable. Do you know if you don't say that your show will be banned? I couldn't be on the iHeartMedia. I can't have to make those caveats every time I say anything about this to make sure you understand. I'm not denying COVID. You know, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. But this has been the most bizarre thing I've seen in my lifetime. 2020 where we locked down businesses, where we locked up healthy people to protect someone who might get sick. And now with BuzzFeed, which is a far left news organization, I told you I read news feeds every day, and I don't care where it comes from. I put things I'm interested in. BuzzFeed is the far left. Axios is the millennial far left. Vox, the millennial far left. All of these websites that are out there, The Atlantic, The New York Times, is just flat out the paper for the Democrat Party. But I listen to these every day. And BuzzFeed did a Freedom of Information request and obtained Dr. Fauci's emails. Again, I've made fun of Dr. Fauci on this show before. I tell you that he's a Nazi, that he would have fit in great under Hitler. He's a bureaucrat. He's an older bureaucrat. He's a bureaucrat with lots of power, and he's used that power to lie to all of us. It's destroyed our economy. The lies that he's told, his bureaucratic lies, and this Freedom of Information request has revealed a whole bunch of the things that he has said. I won't go into the fact that there's lots of proof that the COVID virus was designed in a lab. It may have accidentally escaped, or it may have been released as a bioweapon. Who knows? And who would put it past China? But I mean, that's just one piece of it. It's the conversations. Remember that I'm a no-masky. I've talked continuously on this show about the worthlessness of masks, about how I'm in construction. I would be fined for buying a cloth face mask and having my people work on asbestos. And asbestos is 50 times bigger than the COVID virus. In the emails released under the FOIA request last year in March, Dr. Fauci, the expert on this, said in his email, and I quote, that buying face masks at the store probably provides no protection. That the virus itself, and I say, I quote loosely, I recreate what the email said, that these face masks, the virus is much smaller than the face mask. And the only real protection, these are in emails to staff members. These are in emails advising other people, asking him what to do. These face masks would provide protection if someone were infected and they spit, sneezed, it would stop some of the larger particles from hitting you. Again, as we've always said, the face masks are theater. That's right. They're absolutely nothing more than theater. Science. So as the reopening to the new normal begins in California, we'll see how this portends for wearing face masks, which we know are worthless in this whole battle. The other battle that we're seeing that also came out in these emails is the fact that once you have been, once you've had COVID, your chance of being reinfected is almost zero. There's almost no reinfection at all. So why should you be vaccinated if you've already had COVID and you have natural immunity? We also, not in the emails, but have the science of the question that we have to ask everyone is why would 18-year-olds and under be vaccinated when their death rate, if they get infected with COVID, the lack of it being serious, the flu hurts them more than COVID. Why would you vaccinate those people? So those are the battles. We have about 100 million people in the United States that have probably already had COVID. I'm one of those people. And by the way, I give plasma, and I also get tested for antibodies when I give plasma. And I have 200% of the antibodies that I had last June, a year ago, when I first had COVID. I purposely exposed myself to COVID. I'm healthy. I was prepared with hydroxychloroquine, which is a whole nother story about the politicization of what you do for your immune system. But we're fighting this whole battle. And as we do the reopening, you know, how many businesses are gone in California? 1/3 of the small businesses will never reopen. And so what they're using this as is the reset of America. Understand that the left believes, the elite left, mostly they're white people. They're very rich, liberal white people. That's the truth when you look at who's trying to set the rules for all of us. They're not the kids that grew up, that worked their way through stuff. They're the rich elites. They want to reset America because they know more than you. And they talk about income, and they talk about wages. CNN did an entire article that wanted to disprove that because there's so much money in unemployment that this is causing people to not go back to work. So they interviewed people who would not go back to work while they're collecting unemployment. And they said their reasons were varied. They weren't about the money they can get not working, but about they don't get paid enough money when they work for them to take the risk of going back to work. And this shows us how inequitable society is, that unskilled workers can't make enough money to become rich. In fact, they can barely live. They have to work really hard, and you can't live on minimum wage. By the way, those of you who are fact-challenged, do you know what percentage of the working population in America earns minimum wage? It's less than 2%. But by raising these wages so high for everyone, how do you hire and train someone? We're going to talk about that in the next segment where we talk about economics. We're going to talk about Biden's tax plan in the next segment, about he wants to make it retroactive to this year, what he does, how he imposes a new, greater death tax than we've seen in America for 40 or 50 years, how he's adding tariffs to lumber. All right, so at Home Depot right now, a piece of OSB, half-inch particle board is what you would call it, is now at about $67 or $68. A year ago in January, it was $10 or $11. 2x4s are $7 and $8. I mean, you could just go through the list of just the lumber things that go into houses. So what's Biden's solution to all of this? Impose greater tariffs on Canada, where we get a lot of our lumber, because we're not allowed to log in California or in the United States, as well about forest management. But he's going to double the tariffs. And again, in the segment on finance that's coming up, we're going to talk about interest rates, about what's going on with housing prices. Is this a bubble? And again, I've talked about this. It is a bubble in which prices are increasing, but it's completely different than previous bubbles. I'll be right back. This is Brad Maskey on Real Talk 96.7 and AM 1400. Please help support one of our key sponsors, my good friend Keith Korsgaden with Crawdaddy's Visalia. Crawdaddy's menu is reasonably priced and includes all kinds of food. Everything from mac and cheese for your kids to a perfectly prepared steak or a huge mouth-watering lobster tail. Crawdaddy's has the best clam chowder this side of Pismo Beach. And they have daily specials at lunch and dinner, like chili verde spare ribs or one of my favorites, Bayou Butter Prawns. But don't forget, they also often have live entertainment with a full bar and daily drink specials. Crawdaddy's Visalia are First Amendment supporters, and they're now open 6 days a week. So support your First Amendment rights and join me at Crawdaddy's at 333 East Main Street, Visalia.
or for reservations, you can call 559-625-5300.
This is a special public service announcement from JP about how you too can make a difference in the fight against COVID.
I always wear a mask in my car because my grandfather fought in World War II and I'm trying to be just as brave. And now anytime I'm in my car, I also wear a condom because I don't want to get STDs either. And it works on the same medical premise.
I think it takes a courageous individual to boldly wear a mask while they're in their car by themselves. It's a pretty rare trait. We're like the Navy SEALs of the roadways. We're pretty elite. That's why you don't see very many of us. When people see me drive by in my mask, I know what they're thinking. Thank you for your service to our country.
This has been a public service announcement. My number one phone call at the office is from borrowers who have been made an offer for a mortgage loan that sounds just too good to be true. My recommendation is don't be fooled by out-of-town lenders or lenders with unrealistic offers. Use somebody you can trust. I trust Jeremy Engel with Vero Mortgage. Vero Mortgage has offices in Visalia, Fresno, and San Luis Obispo, and they have in-house underwriting. They can do FHA loans, VA loans, USDA loans, and conventional loans. Jeremy will give you a reasonable expectation to help you with your next purchase or refinance of your existing home loan. You can reach Jeremy at 559-734-5000 or on the web at jeremyengel.com. Vero Mortgage is a division of Country Club Mortgage, NMLS number 244-800.
Welcome back to Real Talk with your host, Brad Maskey. If you have questions for Brad, send an email to realtalkbrad@gmail.com.
Welcome back, California comrades. This is Brad Maskey, and you are listening to Real Talk. We're on day 444 of the temporary lockdown to bend the curve. Yeah, as we were talking in earlier segments, we're also living in Bizarro World. Bizarro World is from the Superman comics that I read when I was a child. And in Bizarro World, the whole world is turned upside down, and anything you think is true is exactly the opposite, and that's where Bizarro World is. This is the finance portion of Real Talk, where we talk a little bit more about money and finance. But I just have to weigh in on how bizarre our current society is. And by the way, if you can't listen today while we're on the air, you can find all of my podcasts at realtalkbrad.com. And I started doing the podcast and recording them about the time of the lockdown. So I started to call them the COVID Diaries. I never thought that they would last for more than a year before we ever came out of this. But anyway, you can find past episodes if you want, or you can listen to just the rest of this if you missed part of it and you want to hear it at realtalkbrad.com. So anyway, Bizarro World, the headlines that we read in the newspaper, the things that we see out there, this new concept of equity, this new concept of so-called critical race theory. This critical race theory that they're teaching our children starting in kindergarten in classes all over California. I would tell you that in Tulare County, they're a little more conservative, and most of the school districts haven't gotten into the full CRT yet. They're starting to do some of it in high school, but they're not doing it so much with the indoctrination when they're just young children. But I think it's important that you know what CRT means and what whiteness means, because we're going to talk about equity in this finance portion, about how they're trying to achieve equity in the financial system. And you need to understand that if you don't like what I'm saying, it's your whiteness. You don't even have to be white. let me tell you what the definition of whiteness is. According to an exhibit at the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture, whiteness is defined as self-reliance, the nuclear family, the scientific method, objectivity, hard work, Christianity, delayed gratification, and respect for authority. If you resemble any of those traits just mentioned, or if you can relate to them and you think that they're good, no matter the color of your skin, you are white. And whiteness is a bad thing. It is something that should not be allowed. Whiteness is why you oppress everyone else because of those traits which I just mentioned. That's what critical race theory and the theory of equity are all about. They believe that people who believe in self-reliance, a nuclear family where you have a mom and dad raising children, where there is objectivity, where you're willing to hear both sides, where you believe that hard work has rewards, Christianity, tisk, 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 delayed gratification, respect for authority, these are the signs that you are a bigot, that you are a racist, and no matter your skin color, you are whiteness. That's what they're teaching our children. That's what the Marxist in California and now in Washington, D.C. want us to believe. And they're redesigning all of their policies based on this theory, this Marxist theory of critical race theory. And this Marxist theory of equity goes down to buying houses. They want to eliminate the credit bureaus. I've said this before. They want to create a new fair credit bureau where whether you make payments on time does not matter. Whether you have a stable job does not matter. Whether you have a history of doing the right thing does not matter. What matters most is your skin color. So if you are one of those whiteness people who pay your bills on time, keep your credit card balances low, that's inherently unfair to the people that don't have a lot of credit and don't pay their bills on time and don't make as much money as you. So you as a white person benefiting from your whiteness in this new credit bureau under the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, who wants to make this credit score available and the only way in which you can get loans, will knock you down several hundred points for being white, just to begin with. Your whiteness will knock you down. But if you are the right color, it could be any color other than white, you can get a couple hundred extra points, even if you don't pay your bills on time. This is what equity theory, critical race theory is all about. It's not about equity. That's a lie. It's Marxist. It's the Marxist theory that we have to reset the economy. Talking about resetting the economy, I read several articles this week in which they're talking about the people who don't want to go back to work because they're earning more on unemployment than working. It's not about how much they're earning on the unemployment versus working. That's your whiteness stepping in again. Your whiteness is saying that they should go back to work, and that's wrong thinking. These people should not go back to work unless they're paid a living wage. I mean, after all, who wants to work as a busboy? It's hot. It's hard work in that kitchen. Who wants to go to work at a produce factory and actually help cut up the meat and the things that we eat? Who wants to do that back-breaking labor? And it pays very low. It pays from $10 to $12 an hour. We know that's not a living wage. We need to be paying people. Wait. Remember, it was $15 an hour under Bernie Sanders, but the new minimum wage needs to be $24 an hour. And if restaurants doing fruit and people who are packing produce and people who are doing meat aren't willing to pay at least $24 an hour, then it's not because they're paid too much to stay home. It's because businesses won't pay them a fair wage to go to work. That's the society we're living in right now. And that's the battle we're up against as conservatives and those of you with whiteness that think that a belief in God is good, that think that keeping your family together and having a mom and dad is good. You only believe that because you're white. No matter what color you are, these are bad traits. In other words, they're trying to drive the entire society into chaos. And if you were a Christian, you would say, we know someone else who wants chaos in society, and his name is Satan, or Morning Star, and there are many names for Beelzebub. But that's what we're seeing in our society. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the market. Is the real estate market insane right now? Is this the time to buy? What are interest rates? Yeah, we got to talk about all of that because this is the finance section of Real Talk. So last week, interest rates basically remained unchanged. They're still in the low threes. You can get around 3% for a 30-year fixed mortgage. You might be able to get a little bit less than that on a government mortgage, but when you add in the mortgage insurance premiums for an FHA, a VA loan, or one of those loans, you're really going to be paying closer to 4%. So interest rates are staying in the low threes to not quite sub threes, but it's possible for 30-year fixed mortgages. In terms of the housing supply, there's still not nearly enough houses for sale and a lot more people that want to buy them than what is for sale. Hasn't changed. The builders are no longer offering new lots for sale until they catch up with what they can build because they too have a labor shortage and they also can't predict the lumber prices. OSB this week, that's the wood that we put on roofs for sheathing, we call it particle board, and I like it as a monitor of lumber prices because last January it was $11 for a 4x8 sheet of OSB. It's $67 today if you bought it at the cheapest price you could probably find it. So, no, there's no new housing, not enough housing being built. There's more people trying to buy still than houses available. And houses are still going well above their asking price in our San Joaquin Valley market. And so that music in the background tells me I'm once again ending a segment, about to go into the final segment of Real Talk. You're listening to Brad Maskey, and this is Real Talk on Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400. Gentlemen, if you want to be a hit with your wife, here's what my wife says when I ask her, honey, where do you want to go for dinner?
Can we go to Crawdaddy's? I love Crawdaddy.
So I asked my wife, what is it that you like about Crawdaddy's?
Things I like about Crawdaddy's. I love downstairs where everybody seems like, I don't know, it's kind of like Cheers. And you walk in and you know half the people there. It's great. And you sit around the bar and you listen to live music. And it's just a really fabulous, entertaining evening. And to top it off, you've got really great food. If you want a little bit more romantic setting, you can go upstairs to the second floor. The staff is wonderful. It's just a cool place to hang out. There's nothing else like it in Visalia.
Be sure to take your wife to Crawdaddy's at 333 East Main Street, Visalia. And remember,
kids love Crawdaddy's too!
My number one phone call at the office is from borrowers who have been made an offer for a mortgage loan that sounds just too good to be true. My recommendation is don't be fooled by out-of-town lenders or lenders with unrealistic offers. Use somebody you can trust. I trust Jeremy Engel with Vero Mortgage. Vero Mortgage has offices in Visalia, Fresno, and San Luis Obispo, and they have in-house underwriting. They can do FHA loans, VA loans, USDA loans, and conventional loans. Jeremy will give you a reasonable expectation to help you with your next purchase or refinance of your existing home loan. You can reach Jeremy at 559
734-5000 or on the web at jeremyengel.com. Vero Mortgage is a division of Country Club Mortgage, NMLS number 244-800.
This is a special public service announcement from JP about how you too can make a difference in the fight against COVID.
I always wear a mask in my car because my grandfather fought in World War II and I'm trying to be just as brave. And now anytime I'm in my car, I also wear a condom because I don't want to get STDs either. And it works on the same medical premise.
I think it takes a courageous individual to boldly wear a mask while they're in their car by themselves. It's a pretty rare trait. We're like the Navy SEALs of the roadways. We're pretty elite. That's why you don't see very many of us. When people see me drive by in my mask, I know what they're thinking. Thank you for your service to our country.
This has been a public service announcement.
Welcome back to Real Talk with your host, Brad Maskey. If you have questions for Brad, send an email to realtalkbrad@gmail.com.
Welcome back, California comrades. You are listening to Brad Maskey on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400. And you can also reach me at 559-732-4444. Real Talk is the right side of real estate. If you missed part of today's show and all of my shows are available at realtalkbrad.com. Yes, California comrades, this is day 444 of the temporary lockdown to bend the curve. And I said we should say it's 10 days until we reopen, sort of, in the new normal. But again, bizarro world continues. Cal OSHA on Thursday night in a late meeting decided that even after we reopen in California, that all employees of all businesses will be continually required to wear masks unless 100% of the employees have been vaccinated and you can prove that they have been vaccinated. So Cal OSHA, the organization, the workplace safety organization, the police arm of the state, which on their website says that a cloth face mask will not protect you against airborne particles, things like the PM2.5, which is 100 times bigger than a virus, things like asbestos, which are 50 times bigger than the virus, that you will be fined and thrown in jail if you're wearing a cloth face mask to protect you from those kinds of things, but you will now be fined and thrown in jail if you're not wearing a cloth face mask, or your employer will, if all employees don't wear face masks while they're at work. And I want you to think about this. So say that an employee works as a server at a restaurant at lunchtime, that employee must wear a mask. And then that night they go out to dinner, they can eat in the same restaurant without a mask, sitting across from everyone. Why did that happen? Because the powerful labor unions and labor forces said that they have to have protection for their workers. The teachers' union also weighed in on it, that they want protection for their workers to enforce this rule that we wear cloth face masks all the time. Also remember that in Dr. Fauci's emails, which were released in the BuzzFeed Freedom of Information Act. I still have to laugh that BuzzFeed did it because they're a far-left liberal organization, but they also don't believe everything Fauci's saying. But in his emails, which were released, Fauci admits to others in the emails that a cloth face mask will not stop an airborne virus. That if someone is infected and they wear the face mask while they are infected, it will stop some of the droplets when they sneeze and the larger particles from landing on someone else.
But that does not stop Cal OSHA from, with no science and with every bit of the science showing that face masks don't work, from making a new mandate on businesses. That mandate will not be final until it's reviewed, and then it can go to the governor, where he may veto it, and he may not. Remember that also in this bizarro world where they're encouraging everyone to get a vaccine, that on Thursday, 15 people won a $50,000 prize for getting fully vaccinated, and that on June 15th, two people are going to win $1.5 million to encourage more people to become vaccinated. Yes, this is the bizarro world we live in. Also, there are 12 real estate-related bills that have not died a death yet on the legislative floor. Well, they might have by now, because when you hear this is Saturday morning, but I'm recording this on Friday morning, and they still have till the end of the day to kill the bills that they're going to kill and let the other bills go through. But there are 12 bills that I'm tracking that I'll probably talk to you about next week. One of the bills I talked about last week, which was about power, about electricity, about whether or not people with solar panels were going to continue to get net metering, in other words, sell their excess power back to the grid at retail versus wholesale, or whether there would be a $75 per month charge even for people with solar. That died on the cutting floor. That one's dead for this year, but it'll probably come back next year. But they just all have to be approved and move forward by June the 4th. They needed to be out of committee and move forward to continue on. So that bill is gone. There is no emergency legislation that we have seen yet to extend the moratorium on evictions. So remember that by the end of June, evictions can continue in California. You can finally kick out the tenant who hasn't paid their rent. Remember that if they've paid just 25% of 1 year's rent prior to June 30th, you cannot evict them for non-payment of rent. You may in August be able to sue them in small claims court for that rent, but once you sue them in small claims court, you cannot use that on their credit report, nor can it be used to deny them rental housing anywhere else because they've already been evicted for non-payment of rent. Which, by the way, in California, effective January 1st of 2020, all of the credit records of tenants were scrubbed. If they had been previously evicted from a property, you can no longer see it on the credit report. You might be able to go down to the courthouse records, pull up case names with their names, and search through the files to find them, except that no one was allowed to go through the files during COVID. So in the COVID crisis, we couldn't even check to see if a tenant had been evicted before. We happened to rent to one tenant who had been evicted several times, and we didn't know it. That tenant did not pay their rent, of course, tore the house up, and we were able to finally get them out last month after their living rent-free for nearly a year because of COVID, but we were able to get them out. So June 30th is the date that the eviction moratorium is supposed to stop for California. However, there is still supposedly a federal mandate on eviction moratoriums, which may be extended until the end of the year. It's already been turned down several times by federal courts, two or three times, saying that it's illegal and that the CDC did not have the power to enact a nationwide eviction moratorium. But each time another federal court has come in and said, well, yes, maybe they do, so you can't evict until it's settled, perhaps by the Supreme Court, which is finished for the year this year, so we don't really know what's going on. However, we do know that the moratorium on foreclosures, which also expires, this is a federal moratorium on any of the federal loans, Fannie, Freddie, VA, FHA, it is supposed to expire at the end of June, and we've been told by the head of the Financial Protection Bureau, or Consumer Protection Bureau, that they're going to extend that foreclosure moratorium until the end of 2021. That's right. That means people could have gone a year and a half without paying a mortgage, and they can't even start the foreclosure process. in California for a house to be foreclosed on, that process usually takes at least 6 months. So look for that to happen in the very near future, because again, when we have the liberals in power, they don't really like to enforce the existing rules, like paying your rent on time and those kinds of things. Yeah, that's the state that we live in. That's the communist state of California. And now we have a federal government that is becoming more and more communist and Marxist. And once again, it looks like I'm running up against the clock. 1 hour flies by when we're having fun on Real Talk. Hope to get a 2-hour show again sometime soon. And next week, I guess I'm going to be preempted for about 30 minutes again with some government propaganda. State of California, paid for by you, the taxpayers, telling you what to do if you're depressed because of COVID and what kind of resources the state is offering you. This is Brad Maskey. You're listening to Real Talk on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400. And you can always reach me at 559-732-4444 so I can answer your real estate questions and help you. If you missed part of today's show or want to hear any of my other shows from the past, the COVID Diaries, you can find them on the web at realtalkbrad.com. Real Talk is sponsored by Realty Stars, California Department of Real Estate, license number 00903526. Real Talk is a Brad Maskey production.